World History, Modern Times, Chapter 1, Section 1, The First Humans. Before history, historians rely mostly on documents or written records to create their pictures of the past. However, an account of prehistory, the period before written records, depends on the work of archaeologists and anthropologists. These scientists rely on the analysis of artifacts and human fossils to construct theories about the development of early human beings. Early stages of development. The earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. Called Australopithecines, or southern apes, they flourished in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominids, humans, and other human-like creatures that walk upright to make simple stone tools. A second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being, a species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens, wise human beings. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, both developed from Homo sapiens. Neanderthals were first found in the Neander Valley in Germany. Their remains have been dated between 100,000 and 30,000 BC, and have been found in Europe and Southwest Asia. Neanderthals relied on a variety of stone tools and seemed to be the first early people to bury their dead. The first anatomically modern humans, people who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 and 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. The spread of Homo sapiens sapiens. By 30,000 BC, Homo sapiens sapiens had replaced the Neanderthals, who had largely died out, possibly as a result of conflict between the two groups. The spread of these first modern humans was a slow process, but about 10,000 BC, members of the Homo sapiens sapiens subgroup of the species Homo sapiens could be found throughout the world. All humans today, whether they are Europeans, Australian Aborigines, or Africans, belong to the same subgroup of human beings. Reading check. Summarizing. Identify and describe the three stages of early human development. The hunter-gatherers of this old stone age. Turning point. Just as people do today, Paleolithic people used technological innovations, including stone tools, to change their physical environment. The term Paleolithic age is used to designate the early period of human history from approximately 2.5 million to 10,000 BC, in which humans used simple tools, stone tools. Paleolithic is a Greek for old stone, and the Paleolithic age is sometimes called the Old Stone Age. For hundreds of thousands of years, human beings lived in small communities seeking to survive by hunting, fishing, and gathering in an often hostile environment. Over a long period of time, Paleolithic people learned how to create more sophisticated tools, how to use fire, and how to adapt to and even change their physical environment. Paleolithic people were primarily nomads, people who moved from place to place, who hunted animals and gathered wild plants for survival. They also created a human culture that included sophisticated cave paintings. Reading check, identify. What are the two most important technological innovations of Paleolithic peoples? The Neolithic Revolution, turning point. Despite all our technological progress, human survival still depends on a systematic growing and storing of food, an accomplishment of the people of the Neolithic Age. The end of the last ice age, around 8000 BC, was followed by what is called the Neolithic Revolution, that is, the revolution that occurred in the Neolithic Age, the period of human history from 8000 to 4000 BC. The word Neolithic is Greek for New Stone. The name New Stone Age is somewhat misleading, however. The real change in the Neolithic Revolution was the shift from the hunting of animals and the gathering of food to the keeping of animals and the growing of food on a regular basis, what we call the systematic agriculture. The planting of grains and vegetables provided a regular supply of food. The domestication, adaptation for human use of animals, added a steady source of meat, milk, and wool. Animals could also be used to do work. The growing of crops and the taming of food producing animals created what historians called an agricultural revolution. Some believe this revolution was the single and most important development in human history. The growing of crops on a regular basis gave rise to a more permanent settlements, which historians call Neolithic farming villages. Once people began settling in villages or towns, they saw the need to build houses for protection and other structures for storage. Organized communities stored food and other material goods, which encouraged the development of trade. As village inhabitants mastered the art of farming, they gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and build walled cities. By 3000 BC, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. Reading check, identifying. What changes resulted from the development of systematic agriculture? The emergence of civilization. In general terms, a culture of a people is a way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed small groups that developed a simple culture that enabled them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence, called civilization, came into being. A civilization is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. Historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilizations. Six of the most important characteristics are cities, government, religion, social structure, writing, and art. An increase in food production in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China led to a significant growth in human population and the rise of cities. Growing numbers of people, the need to maintain the food supply, and the need to build walls for defense soon led to the growth of governments in these new urban civilizations. All of the new urban civilizations developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Rituals were developed to please the gods and goddesses. A new social structure based on economic power also arose. Rulers and an upper class of priests, government officials, and warriors dominated society. Abundant food supplies created new opportunities, enabling some people to work in occupations other than farming. The demand of the upper class for luxury items encouraged artisans and craftspeople to create new products. Writing was an important feature in the life of these new civilizations. Above all, rulers, priests, merchants, and artisans used writing to keep accurate records. Significant artistic activity was another feature of the new civilizations. Temple and pyramids were built as places of worship or sacrifice, or for the burial of kings and other important people. The emergence of civilization was a dramatic new stage in the story of world history. Reading check, describing. Describe the relationship between an increase in food production and the rise of cities and governments.